You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ray Parker. I played Darth Maul in Phantom Menace and Solo, A Star Wars Story, and G.I. Joe, Snake Eyes, and you're listening to Disney Universe Podcast.
We would be honored if you would join us.
To infinity and beyond!
I'm very popular, y'all!
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing. That it was all started by a mouse.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 105 of the Disney Universe Podcast, your bi-weekly podcast, talk about everything in the vast universe of Disney. I am one of your hosts, Joey. A little sick here, so luckily I got my two co-hosts with me to help me get through this episode. We got Ryan up in Hoth right now. How's it going, man?
It's not snowing, which is nice, so we can drive. But it's still cold and wet and dark, you know, super depressing, nice. Super fun. Very cool. I'd say, how are you? But I think we all know.
Yeah. And of course, just not too far from myself is a good buddy, D Big Smooth. Alex, what's up, man?
Live 105. Been waiting for you. Long time employee of the former Bay Area radio station, Live 105. So big energy for episode 105 over here.
Yes, shout out. And of course, I went with the old school intro just because, you know, changing stuff up. We're still figuring things out. But 2022 started off with giving me what looks like to be the vid. So, or what I call just a really, really bad version of the flu. But
yeah,
we're trucking along. We got some Disney news going on and some banter and, you know, just some good old stuff. So, I don't know. What do you guys want to start talking about? We have some things like,
first off, congratulations on your guys' win over the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Hey, you know,
yes.
Congrats. That was exciting to be the victor and win a trip to Lambeau in January, but we're going to do our best. With it. I'm excited. I wish I wasn't working Saturday night, but if you see me at Burning Barrel, I will try to give you my undivided attention while I serve you beer.
Nice. It's, nice.
Yeah.
That was a crazy game.
that was one of like the funnest, I know funnest isn't a word, but like exciting games to watch, even though it was such a terribly played game all at the same time.
there were definitely a lot of penalties on both sides. As I said, neither team should be really proud about the way it ended, but of course, someone's always going to be happy to be playing again next week, and yes. I'm glad it's us.
Exactly.
I recorded the Nickelodeon feed of that, and I was midway through watching it, but I'm really excited to find out how they explained the end of the game to the children. I mean, yeah, to explain that to the adults.
Yeah, that was an interesting ending.
Do you have SpongeBob, or I mean, how does that happen?
Oh, they did it last year too for the Bears. I forget who they were playing, but it's Nate Burleson and Noah Eagle, who is the son of well-known commentator Ian Eagle. Looks and sounds just like him. They have I can't remember the name of the young girl who I think she's from the new iteration of All That. She did the broadcast with them, and then there was another young dude who was on the sideline. But it's basically just calling a football game, but kind of slowing down and explaining things more often. They're trying to get kids more into the NFL. They even started a show this year called NFL Slime Time, which was basically, you know, little stories and interviews combined with highlights from the week. And then every week they had the MVP, the Nick Valuable Player, would get a award that looked like a Kid's Choice Award and occasionally get slimed. I think they might have slimed them everywhere week. I don't know. But Kyle Juszczyk got slimed. They put him in the slime tank at the end of the game.
crazy. I mean, so how was the actual broadcast? Was it pretty high quality, decent quality?
Yeah, no, it's pretty much the same. They just use a lot of obviously it's not projection mapping, but just AR stuff, you know, like the stuff you'd see on your Snapchat filters or stuff. If you pull it up online, they've got clips and pictures. So like every time someone scored a touchdown, they have slime cannons that come out of the ground and shoot slime, you know, but it's all just, you know, digitally added. It was the same game, different commentators, and then just adding a few more animated bits of flair to keep the kids interested. Like there was one point they were comparing Ezekiel Elliott to Sonic the Hedgehog with like side-by-side statistics.
Wow. You
know, top speed, 21 miles an hour. Top speed, 728 miles an hour. Just keeping it funny. The field goal thing, they would put like an animated net up that was either SpongeBob or Patrick, and their face would be like normal. And then if it was good, they would smile. If it was bad, they would like be like, oh, you know.
That was funny. Yeah, I have to check that out. So
yeah, you can Google it and they have like highlights and pictures. I'm determined to sit through the recording for the main reason of finding out how they describe the hecticness at the end of the game to the children.
And I want to know how they did that too. So I will
let you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the big news items that came out this week or within the last couple of days was a highly anticipated Disney Plus show, not Obi-Wan, but Moon Knight from Marvel. We got a new poster and trailer. And first of all, the first actual teaser trailer for the show. Before we get to the breaking down or kind of like opinions, are you guys familiar with Moon Knight at all?
No.
Or is it just another one of these new Marvel heroes that we're being introduced to?
Yeah,
it's all pretty new to me. I've never really been a comic book person. I'm like aware of comic book characters and obviously the comic book movies that came out prior to the MCU. I am full on the MCU Kool-Aid, so anything they throw at me, I'm going to be interested in. I haven't yet got to the point where I wanted to go back and look at source material. The Hawkeye was actually the first thing that made me want to go back and look at the comic book run that went with it, which I have still yet to do, but I am interested. And then also, which we'll talk about later, the Star Wars comics that introduced Black Chrysanthemum. I'm interested in checking out those as well. But yeah, I'm not familiar with Moon Knight. I know the name, and now I know that there's going to be a show. That's
about and I know of him in passing. I've seen him in certain cartoons and stuff. But first of all, Moon Knight, played by Oscar Isaacs, so I'm a big fan. The trailer looks pretty insane. I mean, you see this. I don't know if you guys want to kind of like jump in because I can't like talk a whole lot right now, but
no, it's cool. The trailer was wild. I obviously, I'm a little bit of a, I guess I wouldn't say a music buff, but I like music. And, you know, whether it's the Lightyear trailer using the David Bowie song or this trailer, which had a little edit of Kid Cudi Day and Night in it, you know, obviously the symbolism with his multiple personalities. I thought that was really cool. His accent was the big thing that stuck out to me, like super thick Cockney accent. And we were talking about it, Addy and I. And I'm pretty sure he is British, no? Or like speaks with a natural accent.
He has Oscar Isaacs, or
yes,
no, he has. He's because I know like he's like Guatemalan. And so, but I don't think he has like a thick accent. I think he's got a regular, I mean, he sounds, you know,
I think his Poe voice is his real voice.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I definitely had heard about his, South American lineage, but I swore that he like lived in, and maybe it's just like every time I see an actor from like Star Wars or something else talk in an interview and they end up having a British accent, that's just what I naturally assume.
Possibly. What did you think, Ryan?
It was cool. I just watched it once. I probably should have watched it again. Yeah, it was cool. The outfit looks a little CGI to me, but It is just like the teaser. So once we get it in the show, I'm sure it'll look normal. I don't know. Maybe it was just me. I also watched it on my phone. Hmm. So small screen. So
yeah, from what I heard about this show, this is supposed to be the probably the most brutal MCU show so far.
Yeah,
because he's supposed to be pretty much insane, and I don't know if it's going to be quite the Daredevil level of brutality, but for Disney Plus, you know, which has been pretty violent on certain shows and Star Wars shows and Marvel shows, so to say that they're already labeling that this one's going to be one of the more intense ones, I mean, it's kind of, for me, I kind of excited to see that.
Yeah, I heard this show's gonna have episode 1 and 2 week one, and then it ends the week before May 4th, and then May 4th people are rumoring to be Obi-Wan, and then May 5th is Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I just heard that the finale and Doctor Strange would come out in the same week, so
yeah,
excited for that. I don't know about a tie-in, but with the Multiverse of Madness, all bets are off.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that little, I don't know if it's real or fake, but the end credit picture of Doctor Strange and the whole cast that's in this movie, supposedly?
Oh, it's like a leaked end credit picture from Doctor Strange in the multiverse? Oh.
It's got like all
the, I don't want to see it.
Okay.
I've been seeing memes of like, you know, potential cast and stuff. And while I'm only going to say this because I think it's horribly fake, I've seen multiple things going around with Tom Cruise as another multiverse Tony Stark.
I'm here
for all the fake memes of potential castings. If that ends up to be real, I'll probably laugh too. But
well, I mean, there was a time where he was actually wanting to play. He was signing up to play him, but that was. I remember hearing about that, and I actually liked the casting idea at the time. But I mean, obviously, Robert Downey Jr. wound up being the iconic choice, and I mean, what better proof of that than Stan Lee telling Robert Downey Jr., "You're what I envisioned when I came up with Tony Stark,"
which is wild, because he wasn't even born yet.
Exactly. So, I mean,
yeah, no, I am not against the idea or, you know, the idea that was, I think Tom Cruise probably could have made an interesting Tony Stark, but to, in hindsight, think of not having Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark is blasphemy.
Yeah. It's crazy. The multiverse. No, but I'm excited for Moon Knight. It looks really cool. And I'm sure we'll probably talk about it more when it gets closer.
The whole time I was just waiting for the release date. I was like, wait a minute, March. Oh, March 30th. Come on. People are like, that's not that far. I'm like, that's 2 months. I know it's like in theory, not that far, but 8 weeks is a long time when you're
first world problems.
Yeah.
Well, and like, Boba Fett's going to be done in what, like 2 more weeks.
So, thank goodness. We're just,
what? Like, okay. So yeah, we haven't talked about Boba Fett in a couple of weeks, but you're not digging the show at all, are you?
Pardon? We haven't talked about it here, right?
No, we haven't talked about it on the DU
property. Shameless plug for all y'all listening to go over to Disney Universe TV, our YouTube channel, and check out the reactions that we've been doing to every episode of Book of Boba Fett, because we have been watching it, and we definitely have been talking about it.
Yes.
But yeah, we missed last week, so technically we haven't talked about it for a couple.
But yeah, to be continued on that one. So, what do we got next?
It's D23.
Yes. D23.
Did you get your ticket?
I did get my tickets.
Woo, we'll be there.
And I was only in line for in the line thing for like not even 15 minutes. It was very nice.
Well done, Disney.
But I'm looking on the website right now, and it looks like the regular general tickets are already gone.
So you can only buy that like $900 ticket?
No, you can only buy gold member tickets.
I'm looking at a $99 Ultimate Fan Bundle. Is that a ticket?
No, that's the merchandise.
Oh.
So, So it looks like, yeah, regular general. So the 3-day packs are gone. Then the individual tickets are gone. According to the website, I'm not sure. They're just that's how it looks like right now. But I did get mine. You said you got yours or?
No, I just said we're going to be there, as in Joey will be there representing DU. Yes.
Gotcha.
D23. I really wanted to go. I got my D23 membership so I could go, but my September just became far too stacked and it had to be pick two. And unfortunately, because I'm hoping everything's going to be streamed, I had to leave D23 out for this year. So,
yeah. Let's see. I'm looking at the
trying to move. So trying to save as much as possible.
And I'll be at Disney World for 2 weeks right after. So I will get my fix.
It doesn't say, I mean, it's still really early, but in the past, they really haven't streamed stuff at Expo. But they have a celebration, but, you know, things change.
Do you think the con's still going to be a go? Or what do you think the chances are it gets canceled?
Oh, it's a go.
It's gonna go. Yeah, I think it's still good to go.
I mean, if we're talking about, you know, the vid and what's going on, I think at this point it's, you know, a new variant in cold and flu season, and in the summer and in late or early fall, I think it was kind of that window in which we avoided major transmission. Not to mention the fact that nothing's closed right now, so I don't see, unless things get worse than they are now.
They're getting worse
even
here.
Even then, that would probably incite a war. I don't see anything changing.
Yeah, they shut down gyms here again, and our grocery stores are like, you have to like have like, it's like 25% capacity again, and it's like just from the beginning.
Ah.
So it could happen.
Well,
yeah.
Well, going back to the expo, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you can still purchase the little pre-bundles, like there's a lanyard, the pen sold out, a water bottle, a hat, and a t-shirt. I had something here that I wanted to read, but I forgot where it went. But yeah, so we are going September 9th, 10th, 11th. And the one thing that's really different is they had a it's already sold out, so I can't even find out what the name of it was, but it was $900. And this was the old Sorcerer's package that they had, which was usually about $1,500, but this will get you into all the like VIP seating for all the presentations throughout the weekend, which is pretty cool.
But they still had fine print, right?
Yeah,
that was the thing that got me. I'm like, if I pay $900, I should be able to get into whatever.
What's the fine print?
It was basically like, all right, well, if everybody with the VIP thing shows up for the parks panel, only a certain amount are going to be able to be let in. It also said that the size of the VIP area would vary by panel, so they could shrink it and give more general admission space for a bigger panel. Or grow, you know, vice versa.
I don't know how I feel.
Obviously,
about that.
I don't expect them to pull fast ones. They're just covering their butt for things that may happen over the course of the weekend.
Yeah. But the one of the things they took away that keeps us from the Sorcerer package is they're not doing the exclusive shopping before, which is taking, which is huge because the Thursday before you can go and do all your shopping.
Kind of like
all the exclusive, huh?
Kind of like what we did for Celebration.
A little bit different because it was just the showroom was open, and there was no panels on Thursday. But this one was like only people with a Sorcerer's package should go there, and you could go to the stores that, like the Mickey's of Glendale, the D23 store, the Disney store, and they would have all the exclusives, so everybody would pile up and on all the exclusives, and they'd be on eBay within, you know, hours or minutes. So they look like they're putting an end to that. They probably should have done that with the Figment buckets.
I was just gonna say that's going on.
I have a friend who's there tomorrow, and I'm having her grab. They're selling figment like spork because of, you know, the Festival of the Arts, mm-hmm. food festival stuff. And so I was like, screw the bucket, just give me the spork. It's $2.50. There's no line for it.
All I've seen on TikTok is that line go all throughout Epcot.
It's close.
Real quick, did you guys see there's a TikTok with I don't know if it's a TikTok or a reel, but somebody has a bucket at Universal.
Oh, yeah.
With Fiona and Donkey.
I saw that. Was so
that
funny.
Is great. Yeah.
That was hilarious.
We'll try to share that.
TikTok or a reel either.
I think they're all the same thing now.
Yeah.
I've seen some interesting plays on the bucket. I saw someone taped a figment to another popcorn bucket and was just eating popcorn out of it. It's like, this is what you get for not waiting 6 hours in line.
Nice. So even though you guys aren't going, is there anything that you'd be excited to announced or that they bring out for Expo?
I hope they announce more pirates with Johnny Depp. That's all and a Tron, maybe a new Tron movie would be nice.
Something to Tomorrowland and Disneyland, anything. I mean, maybe not anything, but I mean, as much as we know it couldn't happen, bring back the people movers, figure it out. I mean, you could shut down the whole land for a year for all I care.
Yeah, if they can do it at Disney World, I just don't know why they can't do it here.
You know what? It's because the support structures were damaged from rocket rods.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's stupid. Fix them.
So we were talking about it on our last episode. And we're talking about Star Tours, the 35th anniversary. And then after we started recording, I just had this visual and I was thinking, what if it was rethemed Tomorrowland? And it was actually rethemed Tomorrowland 1987. And so everything was kind of going back to when it was like in the 80s, when it was, in my opinion, the best. I mean, you had the rockets, people mover. You can't bring back the Skyway, unfortunately. But I mean, just all the stuff going around, the arcade, Tron, you know, you could keep and bring back the original Star Tours, just redone a little bit, updated. But it'd be like a retro land. I don't know.
The only problem I have with that is they would have to put so much money into making it look good enough to be acceptable. Because otherwise, you're just acknowledging the fact that you haven't done anything to Tomorrowland since 1987.
Oh, I know. And I think they could do that.
They totally could. I mean, like I said, if you just shut down Tomorrowland for a year to be able to bring back the people movers, I won't say anything about Tomorrowland for 20 years. Just do that.
Or you can even like shut down Tomorrowland.
Bring back people movers, call it Tomorrowland 87. We'll call it a day.
And just have like tents like going in and out of Space Mountain. So at least they can use their biggest attraction still. Just so you can like walk through.
Or just make you have to enter from the Fantasyland side or something.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. Or even behind Main Street.
Yeah,
why can't they bring back the Skyway buckets? Like, what's the reasoning?
I mean,
well, they've dismantled the housing where they had the towers.
Just build it again.
Yeah, true, I guess.
It seems fiscally wild to just spend the money to rebuild something you already had. Especially because there was a reason they took it down at some point. Hopefully other than just people being wild and I don't know. I don't trust people in those things. I mean, look at the Skyliner. They had to fully enclose them. And even
that's true.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to the Skyliner as well. For me at D23, I know we've already confirmed Amazon has teamed up to bring Walt's jet from Disney World out to
so cool.
Anaheim. So that's going to be really cool. I know the Disney Archives are working on a Disney Studios 100th anniversary exhibit. So that will be amazing. From what I've seen, the Disney Archive exhibits always are amazing.
It's always the highlight for me is their archives. And it's cool because I've seen that jet back in the day when they still had the the stunt show at. Yeah. So they had the backlot tour, and then it took you around towards that, I forget the name of the stunt show, but it was
Lights Motors Action.
Yeah. And it was really cool. So, and the jet was like right behind it, like set there. So it is very cool that they're bringing that out there.
I'm sure the lightsaber will be there.
Sorry.
I was just saying, I'm sure the lightsaber will be there at the convention.
The new next gen real lightsaber.
Yeah.
The one that they hoodwinked everybody who bought into Galactic Star Cruiser with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding, right?
Hey, look at this thing I have, but don't take any pictures. By the way, sign up for Galactic Star Cruiser.
You can't use
where
it.
Where is it? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think we're going to get. I'm obviously excited for the parks panel because, well, every year I've gone, I'm waiting to hear stuff about Tomorrowland or even Disneyland. And Disneyland always gets the minor stuff. But I think there's a lot of stuff coming in Disneyland now because all the stuff that they mentioned 4 or 5 years ago is now almost done at Florida. So.
Well, and that's the thing with this year, because of, you know, the pandemic, they've kind of rolled back a lot of the announcements that they had already made. So it's going to be kind of weird expecting them to announce new stuff when they've already rolled back stuff. It also wouldn't be too exciting for them to re-announce things they've already announced. So I expect a lot from the movies. I think movies, Disney Plus, you know, live action animation will all be in high gear. As far as parks, I mean, I think because of everything we've been through, it's a mystery to a lot of people. And I look forward to, as we get closer, having this conversation and speculating again, because if there is something new that they're working on, obviously they've been very mum about it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, working on the projects and shelving projects that they were already working on. Cause I know like the Mary Poppins thing was thought to be shelved or kiboshed. We've got the stage 2 Avengers Campus ride that we were looking forward to. Spaceship Earth was getting a retheme. There was a whole big new hotel that they were building out where River Country was in Florida. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that, if they were to say, hey, we're doing that again, I'd be like, okay, good, but tell me something new. Yeah. And I know they will. So I guess I'm just waiting to find out what it is. And hopefully it'll be streaming. At worst, I look forward to Joe's report.
I'll be like, dude.
So just like that.
Just like that. Hopefully minus a cough. But yeah, we'll definitely talk about more D23 stuff once we get closer. But what else we got?
Finally, the Disney Universe, this great podcast you all know and love that covers the world. Everything the light touches is yours, Disney. We've got Disney, we've got Marvel, we've got Star Wars, we've talked about Muppets, and finally, ESPN is coming.
Da-na-na.
That's right. I pulled it up from Diz Insider here. ESPN will be hosting Super Bowl festivities at the Disneyland Resort this year. The Super Bowl will be taking place at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, just outside of LA. And it's less than a month away. Today they just announced, I don't want to just read the whole thing, but
some people would call SoFi Levi South.
Levi, yeah. The way it looked in week 18. I mean, maybe LA fans just didn't know the season was 18 weeks and they didn't show up because of that. But great idea for Disney parent company of ESPN to use this being in Southern California for a hub. We're going to get a little mini version of what Super Bowl City it's kind of known as. They have like a fan experience in the Super Bowl cities. And I'm sure LA will have something separate run by the NFL. This will be in between Tortilla Joe's and Splitsville in downtown Disney. So right off the bat, you've got something new to come to downtown Disney to check out. But for those people who get reservations into the parks, They will be doing live broadcasts of ESPN shows from the Wednesday before the Super Bowl, February 9th, leading up to Super Bowl Sunday, the final NFL countdown of the season. That is, I think, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. or 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But basically those Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they'll be shooting various shows between 12 and 6 p.m. The post here lists just a bunch of the ESPN and former football playing personalities. You may know if you're ever watching ESPN football coverage, Randy Moss, Teddy Bruschi, Ryan Clark, Booger McFarland, Rex Ryan, Brian Greasy, Robert Griffin III, Matt Hasselbeck, our boy Alex Smith, and of course, Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen. And they will be shooting that right in the Paradise Bay location where is the place they usually set up big stages, Festival of the Holidays, things like that. Shows like NFL Countdown, NFL Live, SportsCenter, NFL Matchup, and even some shows for ESPN Deportes will all be shot live at Disney California Adventure. So anybody listening who can get in there and get a little background coverage, definitely shoot us a line, send us some pictures. I will definitely be watching on ESPN. But I know they used to hold ESPN the weekend. I'm guessing it was at Hollywood Studios or MGM Studios back in the day. This is in Florida, that when they still used to do things like Star Wars weekends. And I want to say the soap opera weekends were actually out at DCA when they first opened.
Yeah, I don't remember. Then even like you said, going back to Florida, then they would have stuff at the complex, the ESPN complex,
right,
or the Wide World of Sports out there. No, this is cool that they're doing this, because even in the early 2000s, DCA was doing this during, like, they would do when they would plug X Games. They would have like skateboarding and rollerblading exhibitions. Yeah. And I remember seeing that one time, like one of my first trips to DCA. And it was really cool that, I mean, you're getting ESPN at Disneyland. And I think, Ryan, you said something really funny before we started recording.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I said, wouldn't it be great if they had a place in downtown Disney, like a whole building just dedicated to ESPN?
That'd be wild. That'd be
crazy. And they actually used to record shows there too. So
yeah, they did record ESPN radio shows there. That was my favorite place to grab a beer in downtown Disney. We'd always try and get the recliner seats in the big screening room or whatever they would call it. Yeah, we missed the ESPN zone.
Were you going to the Super Bowl?
To the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I wish, man. Here's hoping the Niners go, but I do not have the money for a Super Bowl ticket and a wedding, for sure.
No.
And a honeymoon.
If the Niners go to the Super Bowl, sorry, Addy.
Yeah.
I barely had the money for a regular NFL game, let alone the Super Bowl. So.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, that's really cool that they're doing this, and especially with all the personalities going to be there. Yeah, I'll definitely be watching.
Yeah, I'm bummed. Like, this is the kind of thing I would, if I wasn't planning other big ticket events in 2022, try and make a trip down to check that out. It's actually been one of my, I guess I wouldn't say a goal, but I've always wanted to go to Disneyland on Super Bowl Sunday, because I always heard it's the slowest day of the year, because you know, everyone's at home watching the Super Bowl and stuff.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So one day, again, when the Niners are not in the Super Bowl, I will be there for Super Bowl Sunday. And this would have been just more incentive because of all the stuff going on at the resort for that weekend.
Yeah.
But alas, not this year. So again, if you are going to be down there, please send us some pictures. Tell us how it is. You know, let us know how ESPN makes its.
Sorry, I got some stuff on my mic.
I know, I was distracted by what you were doing. It was interesting. But let us know how ESPN makes its mark in DCA for Super Bowl week.
That's on my screen.
Exciting to finally have them with something noteworthy to speak of in the Disney universe.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know if we have much more to going on. One thing I saw on Instagram today was through the Magic Key page, that's if throughout the while supplies last, starting February, I think pretty much the month of February, you can go get a free pair of Disneyland Magic Key sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the, which they spoke of when it started, they're going to have a Magic Key holder appreciation like month.
Yeah.
I saw another post about little mini posters that they're going to be giving away over the course of the month as well. One of them being dedicated to the transportation of Disneyland with, you know, just kind of a fantasy picture with all these, you know, monorail, cool, trains, Autopia cars, things. And then another one, I think, was dedicated to the mountains of the resort. So just cool little art piece, free for Magic Key holders. Nice. I want to say there was some other stuff too, but I am not a Magic Key holder, so I don't pay too much attention to that stuff.
Yeah. So this is going to be by the Cars Land entrance across from the old Blue Sky Cellar. But yeah, they're pretty cool. They're just little rubber glasses, sunglasses.
Ooh.
On one of the bands. That, yeah, on one of the side says Disneyland Resort. On the other side has a Magic Key logo, and it's red. So
plastic or rubber?
Rubber, kind of like the sunglasses you get, like if you're at a festival, they're passing out sunglasses.
Giveaway sunglasses. Yeah. They look like the style of Ray-Bans, but just kind of
look like old, like 80s. Like,
okay, cool.
Going to the
I
beach.
Remember what the other thing was. They're going to have special magic shots for Magic Key holders. One of them is Peter Pan's shadow that you can take a picture with in Fantasyland. And the other one is, I believe, Oswald. And it's like a black and white photo. So those are cool little Magic Key holder perks for Magic Key holder appreciation month.
And kind of sticking to this little topic. This is the one thing I've been saying that I think they should be doing for D23 members. They should have exclusive something at the parks for gold members.
Agreed. Definitely.
Either like, again, like a special photo op, a gold member photo op, you know, little something, you know, just.
Yeah. When I was a gold member, they had exclusive pins you could buy.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's still a thing. I haven't been a gold member in like 5 years.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything at the parks. I know they used to have like the Disney Visa exclusive character photo ops.
Yeah, it was like usually Darth Vader, right?
Yeah, they had Stitch and DCA for a while as well. But yeah, obviously character photo ops aren't really quite back to what they were yet. So
no.
But being that they would do something for Magic Key holders, for Disney credit card holders, D23 also seems like some sort of something.
Yeah, a little something. You know.
Exclusive merch. I mean, that, what does that hurt? We still got to pay for it, you know?
Exactly.
The exclusive food item thing always kind of bugged me because, like, I'm not going to sign up for something just to, like, try an exclusive tamale. And, like, are you really going to be that hell-bent on not letting me spend money on a food item you're selling? I mean,
yeah,
I don't know that they've ever done. Well, I guess they have the Magic Key Terrace, right? That's still a thing.
Yeah, so even if they had like a little D23 terrace or something, you know, or like I know in Epcot they had as part of the Chase, the card member, at the next to the America Pavilion, they had a little special terrace where you could go up there for Chase holders, card holders, and it's like little refreshments, little. They had like little cheeses and grapes and stuff, but then you also got like a free beverage, you know, mm-hmm. adult beverage if you wanted, wine, ooh, a beer.
Adult beverage. That's
nice. Oh, yeah, it was really cool. So
free adult beverage is always a good perk.
Yes, it was. And so that was always kind of cool. I don't know.
And they also have the Disney Vacation Club Lounge in Epcot over there. I don't know if we have any sort of Disney Vacation Club Lounge on the West Coast. But I've seen from like Adam the Woo videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's I can't remember what pavilion that was.
Oh, where the
kind of the glass pyramid.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. It's above Figment, right?
So it's the Imagination Pavilion. Because I know they go upstairs and you can like see they're looking out of the glass pyramid part.
Oh, but
same thing. They serve soft drinks and snacks. Just a place to get off your feet and enjoy some air conditioning.
Well, that's cool.
Well, it just makes me learn how bottom of the totem pole D23 really is.
Exactly right.
We give you the opportunity to spend more money on things. And that's it. Wow.
Yeah, there's no lounge at Disneyland, I don't think. I'm looking, but I don't see anything.
Like when Jungle Cruise movie opened, they had a special Jungle Cruise event at Disneyland. It was a D23 thing. You did have to buy tickets. And I think it was at like 5 a.m. because they had to do it before the park opened. And I know that like that's how you can access tours of the anime or the Disney studios, which I'm going to have to look into this year, especially now that I'm not going to D23. I got to do something with this membership.
Yeah.
But they used to have like traveling events in different cities and, you know,
I'm sure a few of them made them up here in Sacramento once in a while. So, but
did you go to any of those?
Yeah. I went to a special screening of Aladdin up here. And, it was when Aladdin was first coming out on Blu-ray for the first time. And so they actually had a thing where, they had a vote and it was a hashtag or retweet contest, and then the top three cities wound up being Sacramento, Phoenix, and Seattle. And so then the first place city wound up being Sacramento for the most retweets. So that then I don't know, but that is they did one in each city, but it had a special screening. And but before the screening, they showed you one of the brand new special features that was on the Blu-ray. Then they had the Brad Kane, who sang, was Aladdin's singing voice. So he sang a whole new world with like a local singer girl to play that played the Jasmine part. So that was pretty cool. Then we got a special exclusive. I think I have it on my wall here, but an Eric Goldberg sketch of Genie, nice. Which is really, that was like one of my prized possessions right now, and just D23 swag. So.
Yeah, that's another thing I expect for D23 this year, some sort of big reunion for Aladdin's 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I think I find the most interesting, the smaller panels that they have. I know I think the last D23 you went to was when they had a 15 or 20 year anniversary for a Goofy movie.
Yeah, I think it was 20.
Those are all just interesting to me. You talked about the Alan Menken one man show. That would have been really cool.
Yeah, that was great. So, I don't know. I might kind of do a little breakdown of some of my favorite D23 moments leading up to this D23, but, that'll be coming out later, probably in a few months or something as we get closer. But I don't know. Was there anything else? Or I think
I watched Encanto today.
Yeah, I didn't get around to seeing it again. So I'll watch it again. I think when I watched it on Christmas, I was just tired and knocked out in the middle. So
well, we don't have to do a big review or whatever. I just wanted to mention, like I mentioned to you guys, how it's kind of interesting how it's gotten this kind of second wind after being released to Disney Plus. We all know the movie was released in November. You know, kind of didn't really take off. Mixed reviews, but since it has been released on Disney Plus at Christmas, it's kind of blown up, at least its soundtrack. I was just looking at something. They're going to have three songs in the top 20 in the UK. I believe We Don't Talk About Bruno just reach a higher mark on the Billboard charts than Let It Go ever did. So it's getting a lot of hype now, and to me, it's kind of unprecedented, obviously, coming from these unprecedented times, that a movie comes in, aside from movies that get popular 10 years later in like a cult fashion, gets more popular when it hits at home viewing than when it was in theaters. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I watched it today. I enjoyed it. I did see someone say it was better than Coco. That was false, very much false. But yeah, it was an entertaining movie, had a lot of interesting characters. The songs were great. Not amazing to me, but they were great songs. I do love Lin-Manuel Miranda does have a way with putting words to a beat that, I don't know, just it's kind of different than anything. It's like a mix of hip-hop and just a lot of different stuff. And
a lyrical poet is what.
Yes, he's a lyrical or a poet of prose. I don't know. The man just creates beats where there's not a beat or where another ear wouldn't hear a beat. He's just really good at what he does. Hopefully, maybe it's something we talk about in a couple weeks or so. But I thought the movie was good. My interest was piqued because everything I was reading about it online. And it was a good film. I do still miss going to catch the new Disney or Pixar in a theater. And as we talked about on the last one, some stuff getting pulled back to Disney Plus. I don't know. I guess Lightyear will probably be the next chance I have to do that. So maybe I'll.
When's that, May?
What's that?
When's that? Is it May?
June, I believe.
June, okay.
Yeah, I'll definitely give Encanto a second viewing. We'll talk about it for sure.
Cool, yeah. But it was a good time.
But cool. So, well, thank you for listening to our non-organized show.
Yeah, it's just
a little banter.
We out to y'all, and we found and had some things to talk about. I thought it was some good subjects and good stuff to talk about. In between show.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have something more structured next episode for sure. Ryan, would you like to tell everybody about our special crew we got going on?
Yes, I don't have the names. we do have a Patreon. If you'd like to join us, the DU crew. We have three fun tiers, so I don't have it right in front of me. Three fun tiers for you to pick from and get some cool swag, and we got cool logos for you guys, and yeah.
And where do they go tier for that?
If people Patreon donate enough, we'll get all this information tattooed on Ryan's arm.
Yeah.
That'll be the fourth tier.
You can go to patreon.com/DU crew.
Yes, and of course we want to shout out Jennifer, Mike, Alfredo, Sasquatch, Tyler, Discord. I believe that's it. So
it's a good crew.
We got a great crew. Thank you guys for being part of the crew. And if you want to join them, like Ryan said, check out patreon.com/DU crew.
Word. And anybody who isn't already, I don't know what you're doing, but please follow us on all the socials. You can check out Disney Universe on Facebook, at the Disney Universe on Instagram. We are on Twitter. Of course, the one that we always love to talk about is Disney Universe TV. You can see our beautiful faces. We've got everything from ride-throughs and times at the parks to hot toy unboxings, to us talking about, Disney Plus shows, movies, reviews. It's just a good time getting on, showing our faces and the enthusiasm we have when we're making this content and talking about a thing we love with all you guys. So check us out. Please go ahead and subscribe there. And anywhere else you are listening to us, whether it be Apple, Spotify, whatever, please rate us 5 stars, whatever the highest rating is, or whatever you see fit. Just go in and give us a rating, a thumbs up. Please leave a review there if you can, because that helps people find us more. We appreciate it, as we do appreciate your listenership if you've gotten to this point. So please help us out so we can get more people into the crew enjoying what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to check out some really cool Disney-inspired clothing, check out our good friends at Neverland Trading. They just released their Valentine's line of Disney and Star Wars and Marvel clothing out. Hey. Very cool stuff. So if you see something you like, all you got to do is find something, click on it, and hit D-verse in the promo box at the checkout. That's D-V-E-R-S-E. And once again, that's at neverlandtrading.com. So we will see you guys next week, couple weeks. Hopefully I'll be COVID free. And that'll be a lot better. So I guess until next time.
May the force be with you.
Till infinity and beyond.
Insert Stan Lee cameo here.